Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast that dives deep into the world of quantitative finance. I'm Lori, and with me, as usual, is Finn.
Hey everyone, great to be back. Today, we're tackling a rather quirky paper by Paul Wilmot titled The Marketing Department's Derivation of Black-Scholes-Merton, An Alternative History from a Parallel Universe.
Sounds intriguing. So, what's this parallel universe take on Black-Scholes all about?
Well, Wilmot playfully reimagines the creation of the Black-Scholes-Merton model not as a purely mathematical endeavor, but as a result of pressure from a bank's marketing department. Imagine options are about to be traded on the CBOE in 1973. The marketing team needs a valuation model that's understandable, not too complicated, and practical, not necessarily good, but a justification for trading.
So less about accuracy and more about marketability?
Exactly. Wilmot presents a humorous dialogue between a pressured mathematician and a demanding head of marketing. The mathematician is given an hour to come up with something, anything. He imagines what kind of mathematics might be useful. That's the sole justification for jumping in with the diffusion equation. But there are just too many parameters, too many unknowns.
And the marketing guy is just like, get rid of those unknowns.
Precisely. The mathematician, in this scenario, makes some trivial observations and some simplifying assumptions to arrive at a usable formula. It's all about stripping away complexity for the sake of accessibility.
So, instead of focusing on the mathematical rigor, Wilmot emphasizes the importance of simplicity and ease of use in the model's widespread adoption.
Absolutely. He argues that the Black-Scholes-Merton model's success isn't just due to its accuracy, but also its understandability and the fact that it boils down to just one key parameter that can be argued over, the volatility. It created a market.
That makes sense. It's easy to forget that a model, no matter how brilliant, needs to be usable in the real world.
And Wilmot suggests that the marketing department's need for a simple, justifiable model played a role in making Black-Scholes the cornerstone of derivatives pricing.
So, what's the takeaway for quant modelers today?
It's a reminder that while complex models have their place, there's immense value in simplicity and transparency. A model that's easy to understand and implement can have a far greater impact than one that's mathematically perfect but practically unusable. Also, it's a tongue-in-cheek reminder not to take ourselves too seriously.
A fun and insightful perspective on a classic model. Thanks, Finn.
My pleasure, Lori.
That's all the time we have for today's episode of Wilmot's Quant Talk. Join us next time for more discussions on the fascinating world of quantitative finance.